Thank you to our amazing sponsors, Chris and Sandra, over at Nacho Mama's Food Truck. Man, let me tell you where they're going to be at this week. On Wednesday, February the 12th, Black Raven Brewing in Redmond from 4 to 8 p.m. And then Thursday, February the 13th, Stoop Brewing in Ballard, 5 to 8 p.m. And then Saturday, after a day off, February the 15th, Urban Family Brewing in Magnolia, 1 to 7 p.m. And then Sunday, February the 16th, Locust Cider plus 5 wineries at the Junction in Woodinville. They're going to be there from 12 to 5 p.m. Hey, maybe those Saturday and Sunday shows will have a little XFL on the TVs there. I don't know. Check it out. Call ahead. See what's up. And then let me tell you about the specials. You can check these out and all their menu on NachoMamasSeattle.com. Gangman style nachos, cheddar cheese sauce, marinated pork belly, kimchi, chipotle mayo, and green onions. And then veggie chili made with pinto beans, black beans, carrots, poblano, chilies, kale, and corn. Topped with some sour cream, pickled red onions, and cilantro. And then the sweet, the dessert, you know what I'm saying? That sweet, sweet thing. Double strawberry brownies, fudgy dark chocolate brownies with strawberries soaked in Chambord and strawberry frosting, man. Chris and Sandra, thank you so much. Nacho Mama's Food Truck, NachoMamasSeattle.com, at Nacho Mama's SCA on Twitter, at Nacho Mama's Seattle on Facebook and Instagram, hashtag nachos and beer. Hey, this is the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast, episode number 151. Got a classic episode for you this week. I apologize, been a weird week. Couldn't get some recording done, all my fault. One hassle after another. Just been messed around for days and days with lulls with our washer. As I record this podcast, finally, the washer is in the house, and we are washing clothes. So, thankful for that, but this is the L Train, and dude, it's been too weird of a week, so we're doing a classic episode this week. Had to reschedule on three people, and I apologize for that, but we'll get all those done. And this week we'll get a classic episode. I'm gonna drop an episode that I did on my podcast, episode number 27, with Clark Connors. You all know him now. He's headed off over to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He did to the JoJo and been doing great things. Came back home for the New Japan show that was at Temple Theater. Defy hosted it. And then the next night, Defy had a big show. He was on that too. So, me and him, this time we chatted. It was, we started talking training that he did in January of that year. Just started of that. And we talk Lance Storm, Buddy Wayne Academy, we talked Prestige, and we talked Defy, and it was just a great episode. Sounds great, the chat we had, and I hope you enjoyed it if you have not heard it before. But we'll be back next week with the one and only Funny Bone. We'll hear him on Monday, and the week of his Without a Cause, whack if you will, his debut. And, I'm just going to get to it. Follow the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast over at BFPW Podcast. Listen to us on SoundCloud, on the Pro Wrestling Only Network, and most podcast platforms, and also on BigfootProWrestling.com. And, we're also a proud sponsor of Without a Cause Wrestling. And go get your tickets now. They got two or three of their next events already on sale, another one or two coming up very soon, the beginning of March, and just after the beginning of March. And check them out over at their website, wacprowrestling.com. And if you hit that up, you can get over, check out their tickets, and do it now. And I am the L Train, and let's leave the station.
Yes, L Train. This is Danhausen, L Trainhausen. From the, you're from the big Bigfoot wrestling podcast of sorts. You know, one would say Danhausen's protecting himself with Bigfoot right now. And, yes. So thank you for the t-shirts to your friend Scott. How is that nice? Yes. Anyways, Danhausen will see everybody at Without a Cause Housing on the West Coast. The West Coast, Danhausen's taking the Spruce Moose all the way there to say hello and love that Danhausen.
So, hey, man, this is the L Train here this week. Another great show. I got another one of Northwest's finest. I don't really know if he grew up here or not, but we are going to hear from him. The hybrid, Clark Connors, man. And, hey, thank you for your time tonight. How you doing, brother?
Man, doing real well. You're doing real well. Keeping it rolling on this long Tuesday today.
Long Tuesday, man. What's going on with that? You got a regular job during the day like the rest of us, or what's going on?
You know, at this time, yeah, I'm still living that indie wrestler life, so I haven't sold enough merch yet. So I'm a personal trainer, and I do a couple odd jobs here and there for some people.
Oh, yeah, personal trainer, man. I mean, I don't know who's seen you. I've seen you at Hermiston, a couple of Defies now, and that's why I really wanted to talk about you, man. I mean, you're good-looking dude. You look like you're in phenomenal shape, man. Like, so you do personal training, or you into bodybuilding, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, I've always I've been an active guy my entire life, you know. So I got an education field in fitness and all that good stuff. So I've been into the fitness world my entire life, really. So it's all part of the part of who I am, part of Clark Connors, you know.
Can I ask you how old of a guy you are?
I'm just turned 24 years old a couple days ago, actually.
Oh man, I got 21 years of on you. Yes. I tell everyone that come on the show, man, I've been a wrestling fan for almost 40 years of my 45 year old life, man, and a huge fan. I got major respect for wrestling, anyone that wrestles, and that's why I appreciate you guys so much.
Hey, man, we appreciate you getting our names out there and putting on this great show.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I've had quite a few guys, you know, talk to them, and it's an honor for me. I always tell everyone the stars of my show aren't me. I'm just here asking questions and trying to help you guys, you know, let everyone know what your story is, where you came from, and what's going on with you guys so people know what to look for.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate the exposure. Anything's great, especially at this level. And with the wrestling scene out here rising up so quickly, it's great, man.
Oh, it is. It's huge. Like, you know, I came, you know, like I told you, I'm an older guy. So I used to watch Pacific Northwest wrestling. I don't know what you know about it. Don Owens and, you know, back in the day of Portland, and they'd come up here every other Wednesday, and there was a lot of great wrestlers, man, that came through, you know, including Mr. Perfect, Roddy Piper, Jimmy Snuka, tons of other guys that were a little more local sometimes. The Grappler, you know, just great, fabulous guys. So, like, when I see what's going on now in the scene, it's amazing because there was a lot of years there wasn't a lot going on here. And for Defy and 3-2-1 and Prestige and quite a few other ones going on right now. I mean, it's amazing, man.
Yeah, no, it makes my job a lot easier too, you know, trying to stay busy every weekend. So,
well, that's good. Good for you guys and good, you know, for all of you. So speaking of, man, where'd you grow up? Are you from here? Or are you from somewhere else?
Yeah, no, I'm actually born and raised here, in Snoqualmie, Washington, right about 30 minutes east of Seattle. Yeah, pretty much born and raised out here. But you know, I really haven't been a part of the scene for too long now. So, and honestly, I didn't know much about indie wrestling in general. So I'm just kind of, seems like I appeared out of nowhere, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah. You might have, because I was watching a little bit of stuff around here, and then I went to that Hermiston show, man, the Prestige One. And you were in the opening match, like the, you know, the pre-show type match, man.
The inaugural,
you put on a fabulous match. Yeah.
Match. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a... that was pretty cool. That was really cool, honestly. That came actually out of the blue, and I got a props to William from those guys for just trusting a couple of rookies out there.
No, it was great because, you know, I just got in there and we're just kind of chilling, and you know, all of a sudden they threw this match out there, and it was great, man. You guys did a great job. And I was like, oh, that was good. And then all of a sudden I saw you at, you know, the other Defy show. I think it was in Tacoma. You had that great, you know, and I was going to bring it up later with you and Cash, man. That was a phenomenal tag match.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, no, we had a great time. I love King Cash. He's one of my favorite people in this business, and he's a hell of a worker, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, just nothing but props for him. Just reading about him, his story, where he came from is awesome. I'd love to talk to him sometime. But anyway, man, what's your growing up, man? You grew up around here. You grew up in Snoqualmie there. Snoqualmie, did I say it right?
Yeah, Snoqualmie, yep.
Snoqualmie. So you're the age you are now. Were you a wrestling fan when you were a kid?
Shoot, you know, I started watching wrestling, I think, religiously when I was maybe, I had to be 11 or 12 years old. So it wasn't as really as a lot of people. But when I get into something, I generally dig in deep. But yeah, I think I saw my first episode of Flipping Through Channels. I think it was SmackDown. Maybe back in 2005, 2006, and I was hooked. You know, and it was after that. It was every Friday. I cleared out my schedule, and then I figured out, oh, it's on Mondays too. You know, this whole other thing, this Raw thing. You know, and it was just one of those things that snowballed from there. So,
your parents had the cable. You were able to check out all the cable wrestling.
Yeah, that was got lucky on that one. You know, but it was funny because I'd seen it on TV like every once in a while before that, and. I guess I had the parents who were just like, "That, why are you watching that junk? You know, why, you know, what is this? It's, there's people beating each other up. That's stupid. You know, want something educational." But little did they know, you know, be here today.
Well, you know, wrestling fans, you're always hooked since the first kind of day you watch, man. And was that when you finally saw it for the first time? Did you see it when you were younger and just go, you know, whatever? Or was that like the first time and you were like,
I remember seeing it when I was a kid, just flipping through it. And I liked it, you know, but I didn't really understand anything that was going on. But I think it kind of got me at that age that it usually does, right? Where it's like you're starting to understand story and, you know, different elements of stuff. And it's not just flashy lights. Like, I think what got me reeled in, I think it was the first match I remember was – Undertaker and like Mr. Kennedy or something on a SmackDown, and there was just blood everywhere and all this shit, and he threw him off the top of the stage or something, and I was like, okay, that drew me in. But then it was the story part afterwards that really hooked me, because you know, I've always been a fan of, you know, arts and, you know, that kind of stuff, and I was one of those kids. I didn't really love school, but I loved a good book, you know, I loved a good story. So I still do to this day, but I think that's what really kept me there.
Well, that's great. So it wasn't just like, you know, all right, he destroyed him. It wasn't just the violence. You were like, you saw that, and then afterwards you're like, you wanted to see what happened till the end. And then the next week you tuned in to see what the rest of the story was, not necessarily another beatdown.
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's truthfully where I get a lot of my thoughts about wrestling from, is like it's all about – it's the story part of it versus, you know, just getting color and, you know, bleeding all over the place and or like doing a bunch of flippy shit. You know, in my opinion, I don't think that's as cool as, you know, telling a really cool, long drawn out story in the ring.
No, you're exactly right, man. As a guy that I've been watching wrestling for as long as I have, it's, you know, flipping and all that kind of stuff for one thing, but man, the storytelling, where you kind of slow it down, have your match, give the whole thing. For me as a fan, not never been in the business like you are, you know, that's what it is for me. I mean, you know, a good old-fashioned beat down, you know, is always good too.
Oh, yeah. You know? No, I think there's a time and a place for everything in wrestling, in everything. But I think it needs to be at the right time and place to make it the most effective, you know.
Right on. So you're growing up, you said you saw The Undertaker there. Who were some of your favorite wrestlers at that point?
Oh, man. I love me some – I love Taker, love Shawn, but Bobby Lashley was another one, just because he was just so, you know, athletic, this huge dude. And then I think my favorite for the longest time was Batista. I went to my first ever live show, like, not soon after I started watching it. And I was sitting – it was for my birthday, and I was sitting five rows back. And I remember him walking down to the aisle way, and he's shaking the ropes like he does, or like he used to.
Yeah.
And he was just, I mean, you could see the intensity in his face. He was cussing up a storm, MFing it up, you know, just, he was into it, you know? And I was like, God, this is real, you know? Like, and something about it. It was like that ever since then. He was my favorite wrestler for the longest time, yeah.
Oh, man, I know exactly how I feel. Man, I grew up, you know, watching Flair and Dusty and then, you know, later, The Rock and Austin and, you know, just tons of guys through there. And even the Northwest, Rip Oliver and Billy Jack Haynes back in the day. Or, you know, Ric Flair would come to town and take on Hacksaw Sawyer. So those, like, just amazing moments like that would just, you know, completely, like, just sell you on the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, it's the little things, you know. And I've always been about that. It's the little things that is what make fans keep fans and tell that good story. So it's, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, phenomenal, dude. So you said you got to see it on TV when your kid did. Did your parents let you go to the live events when they came to town?
Yeah, so or that was the first time I saw it. Was I think it was a good year or two after I started watching it. Because I didn't really know when they were coming to town or anything. Because I was into it, but. And I followed it, but I don't even know if we barely had internet yet. I don't even, or we had still a dial up and stuff. So I wasn't really on the internet much personally, but, so I didn't know when stuff was going on, but then when I first saw, my parents got me tickets, surprised me for, I think it was my 13th birthday for Raw. And that's when me and my buddy were sitting five rows back, and man, it was insane. And then, you know, for the next few years after that, every time they came to town, at least for SmackDown or Raw, I would always go. Always.
Do you remember what happened that first? What was it you said, the Raw, you were five rows back?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the time I saw Batista literally, I mean, when he was shaking the ropes and you could see his veins popping out. But that and Taker came out too, and that entrance was just, it was just, you know, as a kid. But that was amazing. I can still like smell the smoke, you know, from his entrance, so from the fire and stuff. So I was like, that is just every aspect of it. I was like, this is amazing, you know.
Did you make it to WrestleMania at Safeco Field back in the day? I can't add it up right now to do the math of how old you were.
I didn't, and that's something I'll always be mad. I wasn't a fan just a little sooner. It was a couple of years before my time.
Right.
But I did recently go to 31 because I went to college down in California. So I went up with a couple buddies up to 31 at in San Francisco, and that was amazing.
Oh, I bet. My it's a funny story. That was right around my birthday back that WrestleMania, and I can't remember the number of it right off the top of my head. But at Safeco Field, and my little brother took me. We sat on the very top row on the side. But it was totally awesome because he took me for my birthday and I got to see. That was quite a stacked card, man. It was The Rock, Austin, McMahon, and Hulk, and Jericho, and Michaels, and it was just great.
Oh, Angle Brock, yeah. I mean, it was
when he landed on his neck, right?
Yeah, right when he did the shooting star press. That's one of my favorite WrestleManias, and I was bummed I couldn't, you know, check it out. But
did you see it on TV at the time?
Pay-per-view? No, I mean, I've seen it on the network afterwards, but
the network, man.
Yeah, and that's something, right? That's been a savior of mine, being only, you know, watching it since I've for only 10-15 years now. But at least when they had the network, you know, to catch up on everything else.
As an up and coming wrestler, do you tune into that stuff a lot? Try to study things, what people are doing, you know, not to copy anyone, just to see what they're doing, how they do it, and that kind of thing, just to study. Because it's just, for $10 a month, it seems like that's just, as a fan, to me, there's like a zillion things you can watch. But I, as a wrestler, you must be able to get on there and study.
No, it's like, it's the equivalent of being able to watch all the old NFL football film if you're a football player, you know? It's one of the greatest tools, I think, for any wrestler, and especially in my personal opinion, I really like it because I like that WWE style of wrestling versus a lucha versus a Japanese style. And so that's what I kind of model myself after. So I love watching old like AWA stuff. And I used to watch that all the time back when it was on ESPN Classic. And I would, mm-hmm. now looking back on that, I'm like, oh man, that is some good stuff, you know, and I check it out on the network now.
Oh so. Man, all that stuff was phenomenal, man. Cause I'm a huge NWA fan from back in the day. I grew up on TBS and like I said, the Pacific Northwest out here, and that was NWA stuff. And you know, seeing that stuff, I don't know if you've followed it much on the network, the old WCW shows, the Nitros, or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I haven't actually done the whole follow through, which is funny as a person who loves the story of wrestling. I've actually, when I do watch it, I generally do watch it more for the not the moves, but like definitely more of the breaking down of the match itself versus the whole stories. But I'm used to be somewhat of a historian, you know, in terms of I would always go on Wikipedia and look up all that old stuff. I love that stuff.
Even now, I've seen it for so long, I still like growing back and just kind of reading up on each and every person I can ever remember and just looking it up and going through their whole life. But all right, so you're this huge wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When did you know you wanted to wrestle? And was that the point you wanted to make it happen? Or did you know younger and then later you had to, you know?
Well, I attribute it to actually a single match, I think, is what did it for me. I was 13 or so. It was right after WrestleMania 23. And it was John Cena and Shawn Michaels were in London. And they put on this hour-long match. And it was just out of the blue. And I watched this match and I was like, I want to do this so bad. And it was just watching those two work. And at that point, I pretty much everything in my life has been built around getting to where I want to be as a wrestler. Because I went to college and played football in college and stuff, did all these different things. I have my degree in kinesiology and all this different stuff, but it's all based around the fact that I wanted to be a professional wrestler. And those were all things that I had to do first in order to reach this spot to be where I need to be. Right. So, and it all attributes to the body part of it, the mental part of it, you know, the extracurricular aspects of it, you know, and those are all things I think that whenever I do anything in life, I base it kind of around how does this affect me as a wrestler in the future? So, yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to do it, and how did you finally decide you're going to make this happen? And who helped you along the way?
Funny story. Yeah, I told my mom right when I turned 18. I was like, I still want to do this, be a wrestler. And she was like, well, no, you're not going to. I'm like, because she always thinks she to this day it was always about, you know, you're wasting your mind. You're so smart. Blah blah blah. You know, and so I told her. I made a deal with her and she says, well, if you go to college and get your degree and then after you want to still do it, go for it. And in her mind, she was thinking to herself, well, he's going to probably just, it's going to run out of his system once he gets to work so hard to get this degree and stuff. And it was about 4 weeks before graduation and my mom and I were talking. She's like, so you got anything lined up job wise? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm actually, I'm going to stick around for like a couple months and I'm going up to Canada to go to Lance Storm School to train. And she's like, train for what? I'm like, oh, wrestling. You know? And she's like, all right, fair enough. We held up your end of the bargain. So, yeah, and that's how that happened.
So that's what happened. So you went to Lance Storm's wrestling school up in Canada. You're living in Snoqualmie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How did you make that happen? Did you have to like email him, talk to him, call him?
I applied online and I actually applied a year in advance of when my class was because it's one of, if not the top place to train in the world, in my opinion and a lot of people's opinion, but it fills up quick. And so, yeah, I applied for that school, got in. And then in January of this of 2017, this past year, I flew up there and lived up there for about 3 months and trained pretty much damn near 5 days a week, 4 or 5 hours a day. And was just getting at it.
How many days a week did you say?
5 days a week, and we went about four and a half hours a day.
Man,
for 3 months. Yeah.
So those other 2 days, did you just kind of lay around and go, "Oh God, I'm dying"?
Yeah. Well, for the first couple of weeks, yeah. After taking some bumps, yeah, you don't really feel like moving very often, but it's one of those things though, where you acclimate a little bit, and by that time you make some good friends up there too, which is cool. And I still keep in contact with a lot of these wrestlers spread out all over the world, you know? So it's real cool.
Well, tell us a little about that with training with Lance Storm. I mean, I know he was from, you know, in his ECW days and his, little run in the WCW there and WWE at the end, you know, after the acquisition of WCW. How was that training, and was he right on there hands on with you guys, or was there multiple people helping the training?
No, when Lance says he's going to train you, he trains you. He's in there in the ring every day, pretty much, you know, working with us, you know, taking bumps for us and going, you know, full go pretty much. And we each got to wrestle a match with him, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's full on intensive, and it's the real deal. And it's, I would say it was one of the better experiences of my life, you know, and I got to make a lot of lifelong friends out of it. And, you really, you know, learn a lot in a short period of time. And I'd recommend it to anybody, really.
So you started there in 2015, you said, sir?
What was that?
Was that 2015 you said you started training?
That was actually the start of this year, 2017.
Oh, yeah. Just the start of this year. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, so that's why I've been popping up so much in one little short burst. I just broke in, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good for you, man. I mean, you're doing a fabulous job then. I thought you said 2015 for some reason. And now that you said 2017, I'm even more impressed. So,
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, yeah, so you got to train with Lance Storm. Who was there other people there helping you along the way, some other mentors besides Lance Storm? You mentioned some friends that you made there. You can, you know, if you don't want to say, or you can say whatever you want to do.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, after those 3 months when I came back down to Washington and back home, and that's where I wanted to wrestle in the area, Lance always would say to stay sharp, you know, and always, you know, work as many places as you can and such. And so that's why I would show up to all these shows. I would, you know, I would put my name out there, you know, email everybody. And every show I kept going to, I kept seeing the same group of people, you know, the Cash. I would see him everywhere. I would see Carl Cunningham, you know, Cody Chun, all these different guys. And I'm like, damn, where did these, you know, these guys are all, you know, blah, blah, blah. And these guys are all really good. I want to see where, you know, what they're about, and ended up it brought me over to the Buddy Wayne Academy. And Buddy's, you know, for a few months there, I only got to really know him for 2 months or so, but I really, you know, felt we were kindred spirits, and he's a hell of a guy. But he definitely helped me out a lot too, especially, you know, getting booked out here and teaching me, keeping me fresh and sharp on all these little things and showing me all these new things. So, yeah, Buddy Wayne would be my other trainer as well, is what I would say, you know, for sure. I'm a Buddy Wayne guy.
I had no idea about that, man. So that's awesome that you brought that up, because there's so many guys here in the Northwest that work with him that I've spoke to. And, you know, he seemed like an amazing guy. I didn't know him, never talked to him. But I knew him as a wrestler, you know, seen him years before in the Pacific Northwest and other places, you know. And he was an amazing guy, and I hear so much good things about him. And that's awesome that you got to train with him and Lance Storm, man.
Yeah. And the cool, really cool thing I always thought was, I mean, I got to work with these professionals so early in my career. And it was funny how similar all their teachings were. Right. And it showed you how high level both of them are in terms of wrestlers and as people too, just really standout people. So miss Buddy all the time. So yeah, it's a tough one, but I was lucky to be able to I was kind of one of his last students who got to really join that quote unquote inner circle there at the academy, and got to really jump in there. So
great,
lucky for that.
Great for you, Clark, man. And So whether it was Buddy or whether it was at the Lance, what was the hardest part for you in the training? Was it, you know, the athletic part? Was it the philosophy part, you know?
You know, it's funny. It's one of those things like I was talking about before, is I've always kind of seen myself as a wrestler and all these different things. And I've always done everything to train for it. And it was all hard because it was new. But, I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life, and so that part has never been much of an issue. But I think it was more about transitioning to learning how to work properly, I'd say. It's some of the little things that you need to pick up on in the business. And so I think that was kind of like doing the big moves. That's pretty standard, pretty easy for me. But it was taking the time to learn exactly how to do a hammer lock correctly, you know, not just to do a hammer lock, but to do it precisely and perfectly, because that was something that was drilled in me by Lance and by Buddy, you know, is you really, if you want to do it, you want to do it correctly and do it with as minimal steps as possible, blah, 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 right? Make it look crisp. So I think that might have been probably was the hardest part for me, honestly.
Awesome, dude, man. So training with those guys, up till now, you said your business started. You've just started this year in 2017. How's your pain and injuries, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, I was pretty free and clear there for a little while, but about 2 months ago or so, I did bang up my shoulder pretty bad. I separated it, but. You know, didn't take any time off, but I rehabbed it pretty much every day since then. And I take stuff like that seriously. And as long, I always say that if you treat your body, you know, correctly, it'll treat you good back, you know. So I try not to, I haven't got, knock on wood, anything too serious. And as a, like I said before, as a kind of a former football player, like nothing compares to waking up in the morning after a game where you had 40 carries, right? so if I can go get through all that stuff, then I can, you know, I think I could take a couple bumps here and there.
Nice. So real quick, just to ask you about the football thing, and I'll go back to the wrestling. 40 carries. So you're yeah. a running well,
there's,
back.
There's one day I had four, my senior year. In high school, I ran the ball. I think it was like 37 carries or something for, I don't know, 200 plus yards. But because we ran the old power offense back in the day. You know, we don't run that. We run that spread now, but all power O, and it was just hand me the ball and get the shit kicked out of me, really.
Oh, man.
6 yards, 7 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. You know, that's, we'll grind them down the field for the whole quarter.
But you had a damn blast, though, didn't you?
Oh, man, it was the time of my life.
Oh, I bet, man. You got to go to college over it. I played a little high school football. I played nose guard and started when I was a senior, uh-huh. But I only weighed about 150. I was one of them gap shooters.
Yeah, good on you, man. Good on you.
We had a good time for the most part until I had a stinger, and that kind of messed up the rest of the year. But anyway, man.
That'll do it. That'll do it, man.
So, hey, how long did it take you from to start training to get to that first match?
So, let's see here. I started training about like second week of January, and it really was 3 months there. And then I took a week off. And actually, I went out to Mexico with some buddies, but that's a story for a different time, for a different podcast.
Gotcha.
But and then came back that next week, and that was my first match. So about, you know, just under 3 or 3.5 months or so.
And that was that.
And from there on, here we go. Here we are. Yeah, man, it's been a ride. You know, real quick.
Oh, I bet, man. It's like you've been going crazy. Like I saw you. Like I said, at Hermiston, Prestige 1, you had that opening match. It was a great match. And then suddenly, I saw you at a couple other places, man. Defy in Tacoma, you and Cash. You took on Drexel and Bat Boy. Man, how was that for you that night?
It was a blast. I just because I got to go out there with Cash and Rebel Kel, which is always fun. They're good people. But then, you know, it also didn't feel so good in the morning. A couple suplexes on the floor. We'll do that to you. Thank you, Drexel. I got the crap kicked out of me, but you know, that usually means you had a good match. So,
well, I think I saw you out by the, as people call it, the gimmick tables after that, kind of after your match, and you and Cash were kind of hanging out there. And I was like, hey, I saw you. I'm Hermiston, man. Hermiston. And, you looked very proud that you had, that match that night, man. So, great match. You guys did a great job.
Well, thank you, sir. That means a lot.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. How's it feel, man? Like, you said you've only been starting to train since this year. Suddenly you're coming out for these Defy crowds, man. The Tacoma crowd, the one you came out at not too long ago, you know. It was you going to take on Carl.
Right.
And then it turned into the tag match with you and Kel. Right. And then him and, I believe it's Cody Chun.
Yeah, that's classic Cody Chun, yeah.
I mean, how's that coming out, man, for those Defy shows? I mean, I know you came out for Prestige, but Defy seems like it's a whole different ball of wax.
It really is. I mean, I've worked at around this area at least, like most of the promotions or a lot of them. And it really, it's nothing like it. You know, it's just that, especially at Washington Hall there, that environment is just so rowdy. And those people are in the defiance, as we refer to you guys all as, and as we are, is just, it's the truth. You get loud and it's awesome. Really fun. I mean, it's that rush that, you know, I've always looked forward to, you know, is coming out of that curtain and hearing a response.
Oh, and it's a blast, because those shows are so, so much fun, man. And I was like, oh crap, this is the guy from Hermiston did the opening match, and all of a sudden he's in a big tag match here in Defy, man. And that was great. And then, you know, like I said, we saw you at the last one. A little of me was like, man, I just wanted to see him take on Carl, man. I thought that would have been a phenomenal match. Nothing against the match you guys had. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But no, either way, man. I thought Carl, man, could like blow the place out, man.
Oh yeah, no, I know we can, and we hopefully we'll get the chance to. But you know what, I love out there wrestling with all those guys. You know, kicking Cody in his butt with Kel is always fun. So
excellent, man. And then so you also got another Defy thing coming up here. It's the rematch.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Defy now.
Carl whined enough about it, and I think we got ourselves a rematch. So I'm looking forward to that too. I'm really excited to see this whole Defy now start up, because that seems like it's going to be, you know, really cool. Especially you have a lot of us local guys on it, and show everyone what we can do. You know, and I think that's going to be important.
That's going to be great. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it that night, because, you know, I try to go to a lot of the shows, but I can't make it to every last one of them.
Yeah.
That looks, I got it up in front of me on my computer right here. That, man, you and Rebel Kel against Cunningham and Cody. I mean, Sonico and Batboy, Drexel and Eddie Van Glam. I mean, just to say a few things right there, that's a phenomenal card for a very good price for the fans that night.
Yeah, no, I think everyone should come check it out, honestly, and buy some Clark Connors merch while they're there. You know, but just come out and enjoy the show. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, it looks phenomenal, man. And then besides that, man, you're going to be at Prestige in Hermiston for their next show. That's the night after that one, correct?
Yeah, that's going to be a busy weekend. I'm actually going to be going straight from there, and then I'm tagging with Classic Chun himself down to Prestige, which is kind of funny, but that's how it works, I guess, nowadays. But yeah, I'm heading down there, and then actually going straight from there up to Canada, up to All Star Wrestling, and then back down on Sunday for a little PNPW. So it's going to be a four shot that weekend.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, man. That's a lot of matches. That's a lot of experience, a lot of exposure for a guy like yourself, man. And that's fabulous, dude. How does that make you feel, man? You're like, suddenly you got four bookings in 4 days.
Well, it's honestly, I just feel thankful, you know, because I feel like I got lucky. Basically, I met some people early on who really hooked me up. I actually want to give a shout out to Mike Santiago. He's a good, really good dude from the American Guns, and he helped me out on real early. Him and Kenny Lush, actually, I met them at the first Prestige show. Nice. And they really did a lot for me. So I thought that was awesome.
Oh, those guys had an off the hook match. And you like threw them into the like door over on the other side, and they were like, oh man, there were some crazy matches in there that night.
Yeah, man, they beat the hell out of each other. But luckily, I got to talk to them before that thing. <You know? laughs> they really did a lot of good for me, and so has everyone. Honestly, I've met in this business so far. And I'm just lucky to be getting the opportunities that I've been getting. So it's been really cool.
Well, as a young guy like yourself, man, it's like a great time for wrestling here in the Northwest. You know, they got Prestige. You know, there's DOA, there's WCWC, there is, of course, Defy, there's ECCW, there's Lucha, there's the 3-2-1 stuff. There is so much wrestling going on here in the Northwest. More than I've ever seen since I was a young kid, man. And for guys like yourself, that's got to be a great feeling and a phenomenal thing that you can go to different things.
Yeah, man. I mean, getting the opportunity to work every weekend is a blessing, or damn near every weekend, and a lot of times twice a weekend, you know. So that's a blessing, honestly. I think that we're all grateful for it, at least for the time being, you know.
Nice. So speaking of, you said you're going to do some All-Star Wrestling. That's up in Canada, you said?
Yeah, so that's up in Cloverdale and Surrey area, right outside of BC. Great promotion up there, but it's a Michelle Starr's promotion. And he runs a really great, tight ship up there, and it's a real fun family show. So I've been working for them for pretty much since the start, you know, and they've been nothing but kind to me and good to me. So
awesome. I brought that up also because when you Google Clark Connor wrestler, this thing comes up on is it Vimeo? Vimeo? I can't even say it.
Yeah, I have no idea. Vimeo, maybe.
Vimeo.com. Thank you. Yeah. And it's like a big thing of you doing entrances and you know, beating down people. And you got the big yellow glasses on, and
yeah,
look like you're having a lot of fun. So that's up at All Star Wrestling.
Yeah, generally that's I got a lot of that stuff up there at All Star. It's in the old Alice McKay building. Yeah, it's got a lot of history in that building. It's a fun place to work.
Nice, man. Nice. So hey, man, we're getting to the 40-minute mark here. I told you I wouldn't keep you much longer than that. You'd had the four booking matches coming up. What else is coming up for the hybrid?
Well, let's see here. I'll run you through the quick October schedule. I'm actually heading up to All Star for the Friday the 13th. I'll be doing a gig up there, and then I'm making a debut over at NWWA down south here in Oregon. The next night, and then the weekend after, I'm got a big weekend coming up at the Kelowna Invasion show up there in Kelowna, which is going to be really fun. Really looking forward to it. And then yeah, that long weekend, and then from there, you know, I'm a couple different places. Royal City Wrestling, it's this new promotion up there in New Westminster, up in Canada, And I might be doing some work over at ECCW soon, so just keep your eyes open. You never know.
I'll definitely keep my eyes out for that. Me and my wife actually are working to get our
passport.
Our passport, excuse me. Jeez. But we're trying to get our passports so we can start heading up there, you know, to do a lot of fun stuff and also catch a lot of the wrestling shows. Because, you know, my goal is to hit a lot of all the wrestling shows here in the Northwest that I can. Just last week, I caught DOA. down there for their 9th anniversary. I've been to a West Coast Wrestling Connection show. I've been to Hermiston, Defy, of course, Lucha. I still got to get to a 3-2-1 battle, though. Sometimes those are hard for me because they're so late. But so, hey, man, so you talked about where you're going to be. How do we get a hold of the hybrid Clark?
Well, yeah, you can find me, you know, all my social media is pretty much at Clark Connors. So on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's at Clark Connors. Pretty try to keep it simple for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, you can catch, I have a couple of stuff up on a YouTube page as well, just some matches of mine at Clark Connors as well. So yeah, generally, if you want to ever get a hold of me, you know, shoot me a message on any of those, or shoot a tweet. Generally, I like to talk to my fans, like to talk to fans of wrestling in general.
And how do we get that merchandise, man?
Oh baby, as of right now, it's going to be pretty much all at the shows that you can find me at, and I usually post my schedule. But if you do want to tweet me or anything like that, I can generally shoot you something. I'm working on getting my pro wrestling tee store up pretty soon. I'm still not at that point in my career yet, I don't think, though.
Well, I think you're going to get there, young man.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, thank you.
No, you're doing a great job. We enjoy watching you, like I said, from Hermiston to Defy, and I only hope the best for you. I appreciate you, your time, yourself coming on here tonight, and I will definitely be getting some hybrid gear the next time I am at the show, man. And is there anything else tonight that you want to let the fans know about, anything, yourself, anything you want to bring up?
Hey man, nothing comes to mind. I just hope to see everyone out there and support indie wrestling right now in the Pacific Northwest especially.
And I urge everyone to do that too, and man, everyone go check out Clark Connors, man. Just Google him. You can check out his stuff. Get to the wrestling matches. Check this man out. And Clark, thanks for your time. And I want you to have a good night. And see you at the next show, brother.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. Take it easy.
Peace out.
Bye.
This episode recorded at the Bigfoot headquarters. This has been a Swagamore production.